I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria. And
today we're going to be talking about surprising mistakes that you're making.
Before we begin, I do want to add that I am now available for coaching alongside Coach Margaret and Coach Craig. So if you go on the website, you can see our names at the top. Just click on them and book a session with us.
Very quick and easy to do, and we make it nice and simple for you because we know how scary it is to go through a breakup.
Oh, yeah.
So we try and make it as painless as possible.
And some people say, I was so nervous before I called you.
And you know, Margaret, one of the things that we always forget to talk about is how much better you're going to feel just talking to us.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You've done something for yourself. Yeah, you've made a big investment in your future and your well-being. Yeah.
I constantly hear people say, after I signed up, I felt so relieved.
Yeah. Because you've done something.
Yeah.
You're not so alone with it anymore.
Yeah. So you're going to see that you'll feel much better talking with us. And like I've told you guys, since day one, I was going to Margaret twice a week. She couldn't get rid of me.
Lord knows you don't know what I did to try. I put the lights on bright. I turned the air conditioning up. Nothing helped.
She locked the door.
Nothing helped.
Yeah, but I had to talk about it, and that's why, you know, we do what we do.
And you used it so very well. Here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So we get it. And there are a lot of things that you have to really understand about why the relationship fell apart and why your connection didn't work. And many of you guys are overlooking things, looking for quick fixes and easy answers, but you're going to make big mistakes. And so today, we're going to talk about one of those big mistakes. Because in order to have a connection with somebody, you have to be able to
communicate.
It's critical.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's critical. Margaret, can you talk about communication?
Yes, I can. I can communicate that very happily. Many, many of the people I talk with will give me an outline of what went wrong with the relationship.
Yeah.
And they add at the end, and besides, we had poor communication. Mm-hmm. Almost as that, like it's an afterthought that isn't quite right there. And I'm not sure we understand sometimes what a huge deal it is, right? Besides, we had poor communication. In this context, it sounds like an abstract thing rather than something that is within our control. What do we do to communicate? We open our mouth and say hello. Hello, Coach Victoria.
Hello.
All right, now when I was in Catholic school, isn't that a frightening thought, in maybe the 7th or 8th grade, sister somebody or other, whose name I don't recall, but she was nice, said to a reluctant student one time, because when they called on you in a Catholic school, you were supposed to sort of stand up at attention and look like you knew what you were doing. So sister somebody or other called on this kid, he was a very nice kid if I recall, in one of my classes. And he was overwhelmed and he couldn't talk. He just couldn't speak. So she said to him, it's really easy. Open your mouth and make words come out. Start there. And he did, and it helped him. Okay? Because she was pointing out that it's that not being able to communicate is an issue, but there's stuff you can do about it. Okay? So after she was supportive to him like that, he did considerably better, and he did know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So we thank you, sister somebody or other. So in the course of the day, what are the normal times when couples might communicate? Because it gets this specific, okay? Well, the most basic times would be first thing in the morning, right? And I hear lots of people who say good morning to each other by text. What a lovely thing, okay? If you don't live together or if for whatever reason or you work different hours, You can do it in person, or as many people do, say good morning over text. That's one of the luxuries of the communication we have now. Mm-hmm. Likely both partners have jobs and will spend their day doing them. People certainly do text each other to see how their day is going. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a new and wonderful luxury. Communication is extremely important at the end of the day when you return home and see each other. This is the time that some of the problems begin to arise.
Yeah.
Okay? One partner may come in and need to decompress and play video games before having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's perfectly fine if that's what works for you. But you have to let your partner know that, because mind reading doesn't work. We've already established that. So they're not going to instantly understand what's going on with you. Someone else may come home from work and want to talk about their day in great detail right away. Those preferences have to be recognized and sorted out so that they can be handled in the best possible way. Because you could come home with two very different needs, and if you don't communicate, you could end up annoyed at each other.
Yeah.
You didn't talk, you did talk. Okay? Wrong call. One person may feel rejected if the partner doesn't talk. Another person might complain of not getting enough of that famous space we all need. All right? And I say, well, why didn't you talk? Have you figured out how to talk to each other after you both come home? No. Okay. Well, have you talked about that? No. Why not? Well, I didn't want to get her upset. I didn't want to get him upset. I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to change anything. But mostly I was afraid the person would get upset.
Mm. Or I didn't want to dig.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be nosy. I didn't want to intrude.
I'm going to get to that when it's the next line. And I will say, why didn't you ask? Mm. And as Coach Victoria just said, I didn't want to pry. Mm. My position is this. If you are in any kind of a serious relationship with a partner, you need to pry. Mm-hmm. Not for the sake of prying, but because you need to know this person's life story and preferences very well if you want a long-term relationship. Okay. The goal is to get everybody's needs met. The other place that stress comes up is while sharing one's day and talking about one's awful boss. And that can be a real dilemma if you don't know what your partner is looking for. Sometimes your partner just wants you to listen to how awful the boss is and how obnoxious everyone is there and how terrible my day was. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, we're not looking for suggestions for how to fix it. We just want to be heard and noticed and have our distress understood. And I think it tends to happen. The woman comes home really upset, and the man, because we've told men they have to fix things, starts to try to help her look for solutions, which doesn't work very well. And then he gets upset that she didn't take his advice. Okay? So before you decide how to help somebody solve a problem, listen to how they feel at that moment, okay? And it's in this case, it's easy to just keep your mouth shut. Like in the other one, you opened it and let words come out, all right? So sometimes that's what you have to do. Are you looking for suggestions, a sympathetic ear, and well-deserved support? And you'll never go wrong if that's where you start. And remember that imago therapy that we learned about relatively recently gives us a spectacular way to solve that. If we're not sure how to talk about a problem, it gave us this nice, short way of doing it. First you listen, and then you acknowledge, and then you validate, and you listen to what your partner is saying, okay? And then there's the part where you ask if that's all that they were concerned about and give them an opportunity to say more, and at that point it's a whole lot easier. To get out of this without somebody getting upset.
Yep.
Okay? You want to review the stages. The first one is listening intently to what your partner says. Mm-hmm. Then there's mirroring, mm-hmm. so you let them know exactly that you see how they feel.
Then there's validate.
And then there's validate. I can understand why you feel that way. I can understand why you could see things that way. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's ever had that experience, it's extremely... It makes you feel a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Okay? I can understand why you think that. Mm-hmm. The world is not flat, but I can certainly understand why you think that. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. So imago therapy has given us a wonderful way to communicate so we don't fight if we need some help doing that. And technology, of course, has done wonders for communicating in some ways. and not in others. I mean, people talk to each other by texting from room to room. Go talk to each other, okay? It's much chummier.
Yeah, and texting, I think, really hurts because so much can get miscommunicated.
Right. Yeah.
Tone can get miscommunicated.
Oh, yes.
You know, sarcasm or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to get... I mean, I think texting is fine for basic things.
Absolutely. But not as a substitute for face-to-face communication.
Yeah.
Which, again, if you're very worried about people getting upset, is an easy trap to fall into. But I hear too many families who come home to the same house, but then both parents and the children all go to their rooms and watch what they want on their various devices. Okay? Emotions get lost. I can think of a woman, she was a kid, she was an adolescent, and she lived in a house that didn't communicate much. And she told me that she liked to spend her evenings in her room. Okay? And what do you do while you're in your room? I talked to my turtle. Well, the turtle would climb up on his little whatever he had, a rock or whatever, and he would stick his neck out and he would look at her and respond when she talked to him. Now, most of us don't think of turtles as the most open and available creatures on earth. Mm-hmm. And I was immediately struck by how little this poor kid was asking. All she wanted was to communicate with somebody, anybody, whether or not they had a shell. Okay?
Wow.
So people can get really lonely this way because it's just not the same. And I remember one couple who gave me a long and very complicated story. And I said, so what's really going on here? How did you manage to convey all the emotion involved here over the phone? It was a long distance relationship. And they said, well, we had no problem handling the emotions. We used emojis, which left me speechless, and I couldn't respond to that at all. But I understand what's going on here, all right? Technology's wonderful, but we have to really talk to each other sometimes.
Otherwise, the communication isn't going to... The connection isn't going to last.
No,
it's going to feel
it isn't.
More and more disconnected from the person, and then that excitement and the intensity and those good feelings all kind of fade away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also see that there can be a lot of anxiety about communication itself, about having those serious conversations. And if you're a person who tends to people please, you might feel the need to preface everything that you say. You know, the next thing I'm gonna say, I don't mean this by this, or I don't mean to hurt you, I don't wanna step on your toes. Sometimes it just helps to just say it.
Just say it,
Of course, you know, you wanna be intentional and you want to be caring in the way that you speak things, but you also wanna make sure that you are communicating and don't let the anxiety of the communication prevent you from saying the things that need to be said.
And I'm gonna say a little more about that next time I speak. All right?
All right.
So that's number one. And the turtle stays with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, so hopefully you found this helpful. Think about communication. Think about ways you can improve it. For if your ex comes back or people that you date in the future, because it's going to be critical to maintaining that connection.
Yeah.
Of course, if you want to get our help personally, you can do it on my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Margaret is also available for Skype coaching.
If you feel that I can be helpful, please sign up.
And Coach Victoria is now doing coaching.
I'm excited to speak with you.
Just click on their names at the top of the website. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon.
To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.